Rosh Hashanah Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Shofar shenistak v'dibkoi posel. The rule of thumb in this Mishnah is that the Gemara calls it a drasha. When the Torah says you should blow a shofar, the Torah means that for the sound to be considered a kol shofar, it has to be produced by one shofar. It can't be produced by two instruments, by two kelim, by two shofars. Shofar echad amar achmona v'lo shtayim. That being said, if you have a shofar that cracks, shenistak, there's a long crack, it's lengthwise. So, mamish, the middle of the shofar is cracked, and the only way to produce the sound is by gluing the two parts together, v'dibko, you glue the two together. It's possible, why? Because since the sound has to be produced by both sides together, the gluing together, the vort of the Mishnah is that the gluing together does not make it into one shofar. That's called two shofars. It's two pieces of shofar. They're glued together, both, and they can produce sound, but it's being produced by shtei shofars. So it's possible. Says the Rav from the Gemara, that what happens if it's cracked widthwise? It means a person has the shofar to his mouth. If you would have the part that's not glued on, it would be enough to produce a kol shofar. You have a long shofar. That's him. You could produce that sound with the mouthpiece, with a certain amount that you're blowing, and the kol will be yotz lavi oilam. Instead, the length of the shofar makes the kol, first of all, makes it more pleasing. It makes it easier to blow, and could be it carries further. But that's not that the kol itself is produced by shei shofars. So if there's enough there that blowing into the mouthpiece until the point where it's glued together, there would be enough to produce a sound, that would be considered shofar echod. The Rav just fears always for kamashir tkir kidei shiyachazenu biyodoi v'yiro lekan ulekan. That has to be enough that when he's holding in his hand, you see the shofar sticking out from both sides, on the mouth side and on the yitzir lavir ha'olam side. Could be the shir is not deraisa. Okay, shofar produces a sound, so shofar. Other Rishonim want a taina. It's not like stasis with Ritva and other Rishonim. That we're not talking about two pieces of a shofar that were mamish, it was cracked. They're two pieces that are glued together. That's pashut. We're talking even about a case where the shofar was held together, but there's a crack running along one side. That means, picture a shofar and picture a crack running from the mouthpiece alongside the whole length of the shofar. In terms of blowing, you could blow it. You don't need to glue it together. Hey, yois, it's cracked. So that's mevatel the shem shofar. Remember that the word shofar, the makor, the word shofar is shveferis, is something that's hollow. So a hollow is one unit, one piece, one hard piece with a hollow in the middle. Once it's cracked, it doesn't have that hollowness because the ear could get out from the other side. And then it would be called a keren. It's a horn. It produces sound, but it's not a shofar. It's not a shveferis. That's the way some rishonim add, and that's it's brought la halacha. In Tov Kuf Pei Vov. Now the next din of the Mishnah sounds like a repeat. Dibek Shivrei Shofaros Posel. Except that over here we're not talking about one shofar that cracked and you glue it back together again, the simple case. We're talking here about a case where you had different pieces of shofars. They were sanded down to be able to fit together and you glued pieces of two shofars together. Posel. Now look, it's the same idea. Shofar Echad L'Shtei Shofaros. So the Rishonim are Masber over here, the Rosh, others are Masber over here that there's a vort. The second case is the more pasher of the cases because that's taka shtei shofaros. You're blowing from pieces that were shtei shofaros. The first case where each piece was bottle mimenu shem shofar means that in the second case you could be talking about ganze shofaros that were glued together shtei shofaros. In the first case, once it cracked lengthwise, neither piece has a shem shofar. So what's shtei shofaros? You glued it together, now it became a shofar. Who says that the glue, the crack and the glue, renders it shtei shofaros? Neither one was a shofar. It's not shtei shofaros. You created one shofar, you did the gluing. So the Mishnah has to be mechadish that also. And sometimes you have this in Mishnayis, where it's what's called Beloshna Gemara Loizu Avsu, where the second case is the smaller chiddush. But the Mishnah has to be mechadish the first case, benoisef on the second case. That's the way the Rosh explains pshat in the Mishnah. Nikav ustomoy. Let's say the shofar is not cracked. Not shtei shofars. But there is a little bit of a hole on the side of the shofar, ba'ofin, where the ear, being forced out, will be diverted, won't produce the koil. Would that be also considered a problem? It's not shtei shofaros. So the Mishnah defines it. Im ma'akev is hatkiya, if the koil can't come out properly, posel. If without the filling it in, without plugging the hole, the koil wouldn't come out properly, so then by definition, this shofar be'etzim can't produce a sound. It only produces a sound biyachad with the plugging, so that's possible. That's not called shofar echot. Vim lav kosher. If the shofar could produce a sound, so the fact that you put the plug there, maybe you want to make the sound easier, you want to make it easier to blow, you don't have to force the ear out as hard, so then kosher. This is the way, this is what it sounds like from the Rav. Some Rishonim explain the Mishnah this way. The Rav and other Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim, Lamaisa, according to the Rashba, the Rabban, Tosfos, explain the Mishnah a little bit differently. Nikiv Ustami means now that you filled it up, in Ma'akev Zatkimi, it was filled up, that you, but it didn't do such a good job, and the curl doesn't come out as well. So then it's possible. Since the koil is changed, ayidei the steamer, that's called that the koil is being produced, ayidei the shofar, with something else, with the glue. There's an artificial helper here with the shofar. That's also ma'akev. Vim lav, if the steamer is done so well that the koil is exactly the way it's supposed to be, and you literally return the shofar to its matzav before the crack, it sounds exactly the way it sounded before, so then we see the steam is only complementing the shofar. It's considered part of the shofar, it's a bottle, and then you, all you have is a shofar producing the sound. You don't have a shofar im davaracha. Those are all the halachas of the shofar itself. And now we're going to go in the next Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin, to the halachas of the koil that's being heard by those that hear. It's kedai, by the way, to point out, as we learn the next Mishnah, of an interesting chiddush. What's the mitzvah of shofar? The Loshna Torah is utkatem varioisim. It sounds like the mitzvah is the blowing. Now, we know that many people who listen to Tkiyah Shofar, most people in shul, are not the ones blowing. How they yaitzah the mitzvah? They yaitzah by hearing the koil. So we have to concern ourselves also with the hearing of the koil. Then we have to define what exactly is the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah the blowing or the hearing? So let's learn Mishnah Zayin. Hatekeh l'techa bor l'techa dus l'techa pitom. Somebody blows into something where the sound that's being heard is not the exact sound, but it's changed or it's echoing off the sides of what? So the Mishnah gives three examples. Really, the idea is the same. A boir is a hole in the ground. Water, rainwater should collect in it. A dus is a, again, to collect water, but it's not deep in the ground. It's they make it with cement and it sticks up above the ground. A piton is also a kli, but it's not made out of, it's not cemented into the ground. It's mamash a kli that's movable. Think of a cistern, a water pit, something bedaim into a garbage can, and the shofar was blown into one of these things. Stama, you would say that the reason why somebody blew into one of them is because we're talking about they're hiding out in Siberia or in a concentration camp, and he has to muffle the sound. So he blows into one of these three examples, one of these three kelim. The one that hears a coil which is created partially by the echo off the walls of the kli. Im kol shofar shama. If true the coil is muffled, but the person who's listening is standing close enough that he's hearing the voice, the authentic voice of the shofar, he's not hearing the echo, he's hearing the voice of the shofar. It's true the shofar sound is muffled, this way the guard that's 100 yards away doesn't hear it, but he hears the shofar. So then yotza, the fact that it was blown in a way that will muffle the coil is not ma'akev, because he's hearing it as it comes out of the shofar, not when it's already distorted. Vim koil havora shama, if he hears the echo, lo yotza, that's not called hearing the koil ha-shofar. V'chein misha yo'ivir ha-chiri beis ha-kneses, somebody is passing the back of a shul, behind the shul. Oishay beis ha-samach le-beis ha-kneses, his window overlooks the shul. V'shama koil shofar ha-koil megillah, Interessant. We're not saying halacha dafkin tkiya shofar. Either shofar or he has the Megillah. Think Corona. He's listening to tkiya shofar from the back. Im kivin liboy. If he was mechavin, kivin libi means in listening, he's mechavin to be yotza. He's mechavin his thoughts to be yotza. Yotza. Vim lav lo yotza. Af al pi shezeh shoma vezeh shom. The lashon of the Mishnah is not the usual. The Mishnah adds for emphasis. We'll have to explain what that means. Af al pi shezeh shoma vezeh shom. The Mishnah points out, oh, it's a chiddush. Even though two people are hearing simultaneously, zeh kivin libi vezeh lo kivin libi. What's the Mishnah mechadish? Now, the real truth of the matter is that this whole Mishnah is very shver, because the Loshin that introduces the second halacha, v'chein misho yo'iver, has absolutely nothing to do with the first halacha. The first halacha is the pshat. Here you heard a kol shofar, here you heard a kol havara, you heard an echo. The second halacha is you heard a shofar, but you weren't mechavin, and therefore you're not yotzev. The Mishnah puts them together with a v'chein, a chiddush otzev. So you have to say, Tzitzit speaks this out, that the v'chein just means there's a tzad hashova chitzoini between these two dinim, that you have the same kol which is heard by two people, but they're hearing it differently. Except that in the first case, they're hearing a taka different kol. In the second case, they're hearing the kol coming from a different perspective. One person is mechavin to be yoitz in the mitzvah, one person is not mechavin. Now, the real truth of the matter is that in the second din of the Mishnah, there's a whole element here. This is the sugya that's a sugya yadua. It's called mitzvah tzviches kavona. The Gemara has a machlok samay roim and dav chov ches. That's where the sugya all over Shas is. It sounds like we paskin mitzvah tzviches kavona. And what the Mishnah over here is talking about is kiven libay lotzes yidei chovas mitzvah. A person is not mechavin to do the mitzvah. He's not yotze. Vim lavav, he's not mechavin to be yotze, lo yotze. Even though he heard the shofar, he knows what he's listening to. According to the Amayra in the Gemara that holds mitzvahs ain't tzviches kavona, even if he's not mechavin l'shem mitzvahs yotze, but the pshan the Mishnah is, if kiven libo, he knows that what he's hearing is a shofar. He thinks all he's hearing is a foghorn from a ship in the harbor. Then it turns out they tell him, no, there were no ship there, that was shofar. Oh, I was yotze shofar. Be yizichanat yotze, because you're a misasik, you're not doing the mice at all. The word of mitzvah sichas chavona is that it's not enough to know that you're picking up a lulav, putting on tefillin, or listening to shofar. You have to have, part of the ma'aseh mitzvah is doing it with a kavona that what you're doing is you're listening to be mekayim the mitzvah. And by the way, Chazal instituted that a person should be mechavin a mitzvah, because by most mitzvahs of these types, there's a bracha asher kiddushon b'mitzvahs v'tzivanu. That itself creates the mindset, right now I'm coming to be mekayim the mitzvah. So according to the mandama that we pass, like mitzvah tzviches kavona, the kavona over here is an extra beyond just knowing that what he's hearing is a shofar. He has to hear a shofar al das to be yotze in the mitzvah. Vim lav, if it's without das to be yotze in the mitzvah, lo yotze. According to the other mandama, it's the same tzviches kavona. Vim lav, that he doesn't know he's hearing a shofar. It was nizgalatim only a half an hour later, he heard the shofar. Okay, I was yotze. No, you're not. You weren't doing a ma'aseh of shmias kol shofar. Lo yotze. And on that, the Mishnah adds for emphasis. Two people could hear the same thing. Zeh kivin libi, v'zeh lo kivin libi. The Rishonim all point out, comes from the Balei Tosfos and on, that the reason why the Mishnah says this case, that he's standing in the back of the shul, is because the Mishnah means to add a point. It's not enough for the person who's being yoitz in the mitzvah al yidei shmir to hear the koel ha-shofar. It has to be that the mashmiah, the one who's blowing, is mechavin to be mitzi, the one in the back of the shul. So you're not talking about a guy who's walking down the street. You're talking about somebody who's in the back of the shul. Think women standing in back with baby carriages. And the Baal Tekeah is mechavin to be yotze, those that are standing in the back of the shul. That's also an important part of the mitzvah. Except that over here we have a major machlokes rishonim. According to some rishonim, Tosfos, the Rosh, the Baal Amor, others, this is only according to the shita that holds mitzvah tzviches kavona. That means mitzvah tzviches kavona is an inherent part of a ma'aseh mitzvah, is that it should be bekavona, lotzes yidei chovas mitzvah. The mitzvah is not simply the hearing shofar. It has to be that he's hearing the shofar of a ma'aseh tkiya that was blown to be mitzvah yeshemeah. This is very, very touchy, or very delicate, this definition.
What's the bracha that we make on Tkiyah Shofar? We make the bracha, Asher Kedishon v'mitzoyse v'tzivonu, L'shmoya Kol Shofar. Loshen the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah, Mitzvah Kufayin, Hitshetzivonu L'shmoya Kol Shofar b'yamirishim tishrei. Again, it's a chiddush, because we started with the fact, we noted the fact that the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says, Utkatem v'ariyosim, blow. Now, how if I'm blowing, how could I be yotze? The same way if I pick a balloon, how could I be yotze you? I could be yotze you with Kriyas HaTorah, or I could be yotze you with a bracha or with benching. That's called Shemei Ka'ina. It's a chiddush in Dibur. Is that true by Kol Shofar? So the Rambam says the mitzvah is Lishmoya. The shita of the Smag, Tosfos, other Rishonim, is that the mitzvah is the Tekiah. So how is Reuven, who's blowing the Baal Tekeh, Moitzi, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and the other 250 people on Shul, it's called Shemei Ka'ina. A chiddush, that the same way Dibur has Shemei Ka'ina, also Shmir, the coil of a Shofar. Coil Shofar, it's a voice, it's a Dibur. Different type of Dibur, but it's a Dibur as well. So you be with Shemei Ka'ina. So then we understand that the Baal Tekeh, of course, has to be Mechavan, that what he's doing is blowing a Shofar, because that's the Maisa Mitzvah. Without his Kavona, that's not a Maisa Mitzvah at all. More than that, even if he's doing a Maisa Mitzvah on his own blowing, if he's not Mechavan to be Moitzi, the people in the back, is no different than if I'm benching out loud, I'm Mechavan to be Moitzi myself, I'm not Mechavan to be Moitzi you. You have to have in mind to be Mechavan. By Kiddush, we say Savri, that the one who's making Kiddush should have Kavona to be might see everybody present, everybody in the family, by Kiddush. Shemei Ka'ina means I have a mind as the Mevorech to be might see you. But the first Shita that we mentioned is that maybe this is only, maybe the mitzvah is the Shmir, the way the Rambam says. Again, Achrenim talk about this in a lot of different on a lot of different levels. The mitzvah is the Shmir. And be'etzem, you don't have to be moitzi me, the Baal Tekeh doesn't have to be moitzi the Shemea. The mitzvah is the Shmir. But if you hold mitzvahs tzviches kavono, there the definition of the Shmir is that I'm hearing a coil of a maisa which is mechaven to be moitzi me. It needs work, it needs lamdusha work to explain how that works exactly. But that definition is true. So according to some Rishonim, what we're talking about over here is according to the, is a davar pashut Shemei Ka'ina. If it's Shemei Ka'ina, it's pashut that the blower, the Baal Tekeh, has to be might see everybody, and that's why it says Achayu Beis HaKnesses. According to the other shita, no. If you hold mitzvah saying tzviches kavana, so then you don't need. As long as you're hearing a kol shofar, and it is a kol shofar because being blown by somebody who's blowing to be mechaven to be yotze himself. Masha'en Kain, if you hold mitzvah tzviches kavana, there you need that the tzviches kavana should be that it lies in the tekeah, that it should be a maisa kol shofar for the shmir of those that are listening. We'll just give one other example of where this synthesis of the tekeah, the one who's blowing, the one who's listening, even if you hold the mitzvah is shmir, women, let's say, are not mechuyev in mitzvah seish hazman gromo. Kiyadua, women are not mechuyev in tekiyah shofar. Nevertheless, the meaning by Klai Yisrael is that women are makbet to be yotze the mitzvah, unless extenuating circumstances. Women are yotze the mitzvah of tekiyah shofar. So l'chera, a woman should be able to blow koilas for herself. No. In order to be a shemeya koil shofar, it has to be you're hearing the koil of a shofar, which came al yidei a maisa of blowing by one who's mechuyev. So it has to be blown by a man. We say over a famous chiddush, the Mechaz Chinuch makes the cheshbon. If you have a chatzi eved and a chatzi ben chayrin, he can't blow shofar for himself. Half of him is a ben chayrin. He's mechuyev mitzvah. The other half is an eved, so he has like a din of an isha. So when he's blowing, half of his ma'aseh tkiyah is a blowing of one who's not mechuyev. It's only a halba ma'aseh mitzvah. It's only a half of a ma'aseh tkiyah hamechuyevus. So the half of him that's mechuyev to hear the shofar is hearing the coil of a tkiyah, which is only half a proper tkiyah. So as a shemeya, he can't hear his own tkiyah. If you hold the mitzvahs, the tkiyah, it's even more pashut. It's only a half a ma'aseh tkiyah hamechuyevus. The ma'aseh tkiyah has to be a ma'aseh tkiyah of one who's mechuyev. That turns into a ma'aseh tkiyah. For the other shemim as well, they have to hear the product of a maisa of a bar chiyuva.